That's 91-year-old Ruby Bradley Hamill, a family friend, tuning her not always cooperative ukulele at her home in Salt Lake City, Utah. When we visited recently, she said, I want you to record the songs we sang growing up in Malad, Idaho in the 1930s.
All my family's gone that would have ever sung them, you know. Yeah. You ready?
Yep.
These are songs that were sung when I was growing up, and I'd always cry because they were always so sad. It was always some kind of a tragedy, you know. And it was down in the neighborhood called Suicide Alley.
Wait, but what was Suicide Alley it was called?
Suicide, because the sewer ran down our street. There's no one left alive that knows it was called Suicide Alley. This is one of those songs. It's called Two Babes in the Wood. Oh, don't you remember a long time ago, two poor little babes, their names I don't know. They wandered away one bright summer day and were lost in the woods, I heard people say.
Well, that is sad. Ruby was worried that songs like this one would be lost. So when we came home, we decided to go on a musical treasure hunt. Online, we found an animated version of Babes in the Wood, in which the two little girls are replaced by little babe pigs crying in the woods, and then their tongues hanging out, just like the little girls. What? Yes, robins come and sing, but those little pigs, those little girls, they die.
Poor little babes, those poor little babes.
Well, no kidding, that's sad.
It really is.
Did you think that was to keep children from running away into the woods, maybe?
Yes. You know, you just wonder what the point was. So many of these old-time songs are so sad, but I don't know who wrote that.
Well, Cole Porter, for one. His 1924 version appeared in his 1928 show, Paris. It's based on a ballad written in England in 1595. Folklore has it based on a true story.
There's a tale of two little orphans who were left in their uncle's care.
Again, a terrible story. The uncle wants the little girl's inheritance. He takes the babes to the wood to die.
So he led them then to the forest den, where he left them to die of cold. That at least is what we're told. They were two little babes in the wood. Two little babes, oh so good. Two little hearts, two little heads, longed to be home in their two little beds.
That is so sad.
This is sad too. And this is called Letter and Edged in Black. I was standing by the window yesterday morning.
Now this one you may know, recorded by Johnny Cash in 1994.
When I saw the postman coming down the pathway, he was bringing me a letter edged in black.
That letter from a father begging a son to come home.
Come home, my boy, your dear old daddy wants you. Come home, my boy, your dear old mother's dead.
Another so sad song, sung here by Jim Reeves in 1960, but written in 1897 by Hattie Nevada, and it's a heartbreaker.
Those angry words I wish I had never spoken. You know I didn't mean them, don't you, Jack?
May the heavens bear me witness, I am asking your forgiveness in this letter edged in black.
You're killing me. I'm imagining there wasn't much else, you know, listening
we had
to
radio. you know. And my sister, my oldest sister, she'd write down the words because she could do shorthand, happier songs. But these, I don't know where these came from, but they were a tradition in the neighborhood. And this is the eastbound train. The eastbound train was crowded one cold December day,
but the doctor shouted his ticket in his old-time fashion way.
This one goes way back, written by Lester McFarland and Robert Gardner singing here, sung by many others, including the Gibson Brothers, at the Chocolate Church in Bath, Maine in 2010. By the way, that's Joe Walsh with the Gibson Brothers. But what a story this little girl tells. Her dying father is in prison. She has no money. She's going to try to get him pardoned. The conductor is moved to tears.
He said, God bless you, little one. Just stay right where you are. You never need a ticket.
While I am on this car.
You know, it is so sad, but I'm thinking, as sad as these all are, they obviously also give you comfort. They bring you back to another time.
Right. I just, the kind of songs that I don't know if anyone ever sings them at all anymore, and whether it was just because of our area with Southern Idaho, or maybe, you know, other people have heard these songs. But to me, they're just way back in my memory, and I thought, you know, no one ever is going to hear these sad, sad songs.
All right, there's one more, I think.
Yes. This was my brother Ed's favorite song. He worked with my dad a lot, and they were close. And so he always wanted me to sing this.
Is that the picture that there's a bunch of, look like teenagers, on a hay truck or something?
Well, yeah, that was my dad's. He hauled eggs to Utah Poultry down to Brigham and back. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, too, this had to be around the time of the Depression.
Oh, yes. And, of course, then Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected, and he was my dad and my mom's idol. And this is called That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine. In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time.
Here's a dear one who's weathered life's sorrow. Is that silver-haired daddy of mine.
This search yielded a treasure trove of American music, a family tree of one great song written by the great Gene Autry, sung in his movie Tumblin' Tumbleweeds, in which he plays a traveling singing cowboy bringing tears to the eyes of townspeople. By the way, two bully cowboys burst in and mock him and their tears. They don't want any lavender cowboy, they say. The townspeople beat them up. Pretty cool.
If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've caused you to pay.
It was a hit for the Everly Brothers in 1958.
If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold.
It was the last song Glenn Campbell sang with his late mom and dad.
If God could grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time.
And one of the first songs sung by Simon and Garfunkel.
I'd give all I own if I could put a tone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
So I guess what we are happy to report to 91-year-old Ruby Hamill of Salt Lake City, the songs you sang growing up in Malad, Idaho, are far from lost. They've been in pretty safe hands. And I'm willing to bet if listeners bring an older loved one close to the radio right now, they will be in their hearts as well.
If I could recall.
As if to prove our point, Norah Jones and Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, wonderful. But for my money, nobody did these harmonies like the Everly Brothers. Will have all the videos at hereandnow.org.
I give my-